All right, I'm not getting any younger. I am getting better, getting more good looking, more intelligent, more handsome, more charming, more witty, more humble, and I'm not getting any younger. So let's get the fucking show on the road. Been putting this off long enough. How is it? It's almost 4 o'clock. How is it almost 4 o'clock? Fucking Christ. I've gotten nothing done today. Oh, okay. Other than that, I've gotten nothing done today. Yes, that was an that cost me $300. That was a fucking accomplishment. Yes. But other than that, I got nothing done today. Hi, I'm the great one. I'm the founder. You're not.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a safe space. This is not it. Today, the Cynical Libertarian Society is going to be a little more unsafe than ever. If you are transgendered, you better get the fuck out now, because I'm going to shit all over your fucking feelings. Crowd goes wild. Yes, they're with me. They're with me on this.
Yes, indeed.
It is I, it is the great one himself. I am the founder. This is Stating the Obvious podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile my intellect homes in on, destroys on, furious fucking people all around the world. Today, the cruise missile is specifically focused on transsexuals. Yes, my friends, the Trump and Fuhrer declared trannies not in the military anymore. He made the declaration. He made the declaration on Twitter. It must be true. It is on the Twitterverse. Oh, the butt hurt. The butt hurt is everywhere. There is butt hurt over the trannies in the military. The whole situation. Now, I don't know. Does the president making an announcement on Twitter, does that make it real? Does that make it law? I don't know. Did he even do it? I mean, how many fucking times has he said that Muslims from particular, not even Muslims, people from particular countries, whatever it is, how many times did he say that? And how many times did some judge shoot it down? I don't really know. I don't really give a fuck. Here's the deal. I don't really give a fuck because you're all a bunch of goddamn idiots. And I am the great one himself. If you don't like anything I'm saying, or if you do like things I'm saying, you can email me. God. The email address is God. That's dog spelled backwards, you know, bark, 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 woof, woof. G-O-D at cynlibsoc.com. And of course it is cynlibsoc.com on the interwebs. And cynlibsoc on the Twitterverse. Haven't been banned from there yet. Yes, there's the whole Google thing with Google is now doing more. And don't listen to me, guys, when I tell you don't put all your eggs in one fucking basket. Oh, but we gotta be on you. We gotta be on Google. We gotta get Patreon. I'll talk about that later. I'll talk about that. That might be the next podcast right after this one. I don't know. But yes, Google is cracking down even more. Oh, God, don't listen. Whatever you do, guys, don't listen to me. Whatever you do, don't use another search engine. Whatever you do, you just keep sucking up to Google and Patreon. Just don't ever fucking think differently. Don't ever think out of the box. Don't ever grow a nutsack. So I listen. All right, I'm not going to talk about that. Focus. Focus. Deep breath. Focus. Did I mention that I am the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society? If I didn't, I'm mentioning it again. I did found the Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet in 1999. And I began podcasting 12 years ago. November the 1st will be the 13-year anniversary. I don't want to hear about you started a podcast. I don't want to hear about you just did your third episode. Shut up. In the control room, on the other side of the glass, being seen and not heard the way women should be. Unfortunately, however, she is allowed to vote, which we have to change that if we want to save Western civilization, is the lovely and adorable Randy. Did I mention that I am the great one himself, that I am the founder, that I'm right, that I'm always right, that I've never been wrong, I've never be wrong, blah, blah, blah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump. He did the tranny thing. And it's hilarious. As I saw in the Twitterverse, I saw the posting of the picture of Corporal Klinger from MASH. This is what the trannies are using to... This is their evidence that they should be in the military, is a picture of an actor from a TV show. And remember, on MASH, in the television show, for those of you who haven't seen it, especially you millennials, because so far as I know, J.J. Abrams has not done a remake of MASH in which he shakes the camera and everything blows up and everybody tries to fuck each other and there's not real any plot. It's just a bunch of really rapid camera motions because that's all you fucking millennials can understand. Although I'm a little surprised, actually, that they haven't remade MASH yet. It's probably in the works. In MASH, it took place in the Korean War at a MASH unit, a mobile army surgical hospital. And Corporal Klinger was a character played by Jamie Farr, and he was trying to get out of the military because he had been drafted against his will, because that's how drafting works. He had been drafted against his will because, of course, the government cared about him, and the government believes that he owns his own body just as long as he takes his body over to Korea and gets shot at. Anyway, well, he weren't really particularly getting shot at there at a hospital, but occasionally they got shot at. Corporal Klinger was trying to get out of the military by wearing a dress because he wanted people to think he was crazy and send him home. And this is the person that the trannies have adopted as their mascot. A person who was wearing a dress, not because he was confused about whether he was a boy or a girl. And remember, we're talking about a make-believe character here. But again, let us pretend the character is a real person. Let's pretend Corporal Klinger actually existed. Corporal Klinger was not wearing a dress because he was confused about whether he was a boy or a girl. He was wearing a dress because he wanted people observing him to think he was insane and thus unfit to be in the military. This is who the trannies have adopted as their mascot. I have right here the Rocky Mountain Collegian. This is the communist student newspaper of Colorado State University. During the summer, when most of these students are gone, it's only published once a week, which eliminates a lot of entertainment for me because this thing is fucking hilarious. Because there's nothing like listening to 19 and 20 year old children who are majoring in sociology or art talk about how they know everything about how to solve all the problems in the world. Transgender veteran speaks out against Trump's service ban by Colin Raunig. Raunig? I don't know. I don't care. Who gives a shit? A transgender military veteran shared his story of service on July 30th in response to President Donald Trump's tweets prohibiting transgendered individuals from enlisting or serving in the military. Kim Chambers, the director of NoCo Safe Space, which if we have time, I think this is going to take the whole episode, but if we have time, we will go to the website nocosafespace.com and make fun of that. If you want to just, while you're listening, if you have the internet there, if you just want to go to NoCo, N-O-C-O, safespace.com and just start making fun of it on your own, feel free to do so. I will eventually get there and help you do it, which that... I'm having some ideas for more. I'm so far behind on making parody websites, but I have an idea. And it's not even necessarily a parody website. I might do it seriously. We'll see. Anyhow, NoCo Safe Space. It's fucking hilarious. Kim Chambers, the director of NoCo Safe Space, because he couldn't find a real job. Once again, say, I can't actually get a job, so I will be the director of a nonprofit, the purpose of which is to attack people who don't have the opinions I think they should have. Hosted the event after President Donald Trump tweeted, I've read this to you already, Kaylin McCarthy served in the Navy from 1990 to 1994 as a welder stationed on a ship in Hawaii. McCarthy transitioned in 2002. Now, there's a picture down here of McCarthy, and McCarthy does indeed look like a man. McCarthy looks like a very large, somewhat muscle-bound, but mostly overweight biker guy. And I don't mean that as an insult to biker guys. I mean, if you just glanced at the picture, he just has the kind of biker look. He's got the tattoos. He's sitting down, so we can't really see his body, but he's wearing a tank top shirt. And his arms, his upper arms are large. They are very big. And there is, today's Thursday, right? Okay, shit. I couldn't remember if I was supposed to go to the gym today. All right, it's Thursday. But fuck, I'm not going to have time. Anyway, you guys don't need to hear about that right now. Focus. His arms are large, but they are not muscular. It's some muscle, but there's a lot of fat. He's got the tattoos. Right arm. It looks like his right arm, he's got a tattoo all down the bottom of the forearm. He's got tattoos on the upper arm. On the left arm, he's got a tattoo that wraps around his forearm. Or is that just hair? There's definitely a tattoo on the bottom. And then on his upper shoulder, he's got three giant tattoos. He's got a beard and a mustache. He's wearing a baseball cap with the fucking sunglass. If you just glanced at this guy, the first thing that would come into your brain is biker. Harley rider. That's exactly what he looks like. And I'm having a hard time believing that this used to be a woman. Because usually, you see the trannies. God knows that I've talked about OKCupid. My God, not only is it the bottom of the barrel, it is becoming more and more and more spot the tranny. Jesus Christ. And I'm talking about local, like here in the surrounding area of the People's Republic of Fort Collins. The trannies are taking over. And yes, I am screenshotting profiles, and one of these days I am just going to unload, and it is going to be a laugh-a-rama. My God. Some of the women, the ones that don't even appear to be trannies, they're just women. It's like, you wonder why you don't have a boyfriend. Oh my God. I can help you understand that. Hold out. Distractions. Okay. College girl went by the window. Okay. That's why we should close the blinds when we do this podcast. But then I would have missed that. What was I talking? Randy, what the fuck was I talking about? I saw a college girl. My brain is empty. She was cute. What? Oh, thank you. Okay. He looks like a biker. I have a hard time believing this used to be a woman. I really do. Just see it, because normally you can spot the tran. Oh, she's back. Okay. She's gone. Randy, what was I talking about? Thank you. Normally, I could, like the girl who just walked by, she did not used to be a man. I'm pretty sure she was never a man in her life. Usually, you can spot them. This doesn't look like it used to be a woman. Okay, now let's get some important stuff here. First of all, in the Navy, remember, I was in the Army, and Navy. There's a bunch of squids. There are a bunch of sissies. We have to make fun of the Navy. So, Navy, what are you letting the trannies in for? Oh, my God. Second of all, he, she, it was in the Navy from 1990 to 1994. It transitioned in 2002. So, it was a woman welder stationed on a ship in Hawaii from 1990 to 1994. In 2002, the transitioning took place. Now, what exactly is the definition of a tranny? Isn't a tranny somebody who has transitioned? So if you haven't transitioned yet, can you be a tranny? The question I'm getting at here, or the idea that I'm question I'm exploring, is was he, she, it a tranny when he, she, it was in the military? Because when he, she, it was in the military, he, she, it was a female. He, she, it wasn't a male until 2002. But he, she, it got out of the military in 1994. So was he, she, it actually a tranny or just a person, we use the term person loosely, who is really confused about whether he, she, it was a boy or a girl? And if you can't figure out if you're a boy or a girl, should you be in the military? Should you be allowed to vote? Should you have any level of responsibility whatsoever? I'm going to go with no. Because if you can't figure out if you're a boy or a girl, McCarthy believes Trump's tweets are harmful to transgender military members. Mark McCarthy believes this. Good for you. I believe the CSU women's volleyball team should have sex with me. Well, last time I checked, reality doesn't give a flying fuck what I believe. But McCarthy believes that Trump's tweets Trump tricks.
Ah, dude, that's brutal.
Trump's tweets Trump tricks. Let me write that down before I forget. Trump's tweets Trump tricks. All right. It's my new vocal warm-up. Instead of Sally Sells Seashells by the Seashore. Okay, that's great. So he, she, it believes something. He, she, it believes that trannies are so emotionally fragile that Donald Trump typing something on Twitter is going to be harmful to them. If trannies are so fragile that Donald Trump typing something on Twitter is harmful to them, should they be in the military? Should they be allowed to vote? Should they be allowed to have responsibility? I'm going to go with no. No, they shouldn't. Notice how as we go through this today, as we read this article and the op-ed piece that is going to come after this, notice how everything is about how fragile. It was Lady Gaga, another he shit, who fucking tweeted something after the Trump and Fuhrer tweeted what he did. She tweeted something about how some percentage of all the trannies have tried to kill themselves. And it's like, yes, because they're mentally ill, because they're mentally unstable, because they have emotional problems. Should a fucking specific demographic of the population who, you know, 50% of whatever the fuck it was, I could look it up, but I don't give a shit, some high percentage of which has tried to kill themselves. All right, so this demographic is obviously mentally ill and mentally unstable. Should they be allowed to serve in the military? Should they be allowed to vote? Should they be allowed to have responsibility? Well, no, they shouldn't. He, she, it. I gotta write that down. He, she, it. That has to go in the lexicon, which I still have not completed. Quote, it's made it unsafe both for those serving in the military and as a veteran, McCarthy said. McCarthy said he has dealt with harassment while living as a transgender man, and he experienced harassment while in active duty before transitioning. Aww, you poor baby. Okay, so you experienced harassment. First of all, how does anyone know you were transgendered when you were in the military if you didn't tell them? I mean, when you were a woman in the military, when people say, well, I experienced harassment, well, guess what? Everybody alive has experienced harassment. So what? Welcome to being alive. Once again, notice that I've experienced harassment. Okay, so what? You think you're supposed to go through your entire life free of anyone ever harassing you? While, of course, remembering that you, this he, she, it, thinks that he, she, it is completely at liberty to harass Trump supporters, to harass people who disagree with he, she, it, so forth and so on. Notice how the harassment, these people, the left-wing state of social justice warrior, never wants to take any harassment, but they sure as fuck don't mind doling it out. Once again, generally speaking, yes, I know, we're not talking about the politicians at the top. I'm talking about the rank and file, the sheep, the common people. When you look at the right-wingers versus the left-wingers think that nobody should ever harass them, that they should be protected, that they should never have to hear anything they disagree with, but that they can spend as much time as they want attacking people who disagree with them. Right-wingers, to their credit, are at least willing, most of them are not interested in shutting up their opposition. They can take it as well as dish it out. That's one more reason why I get along a little bit better with right-wingers, right? I've said it before. I've had knockdown dragouts with Christians and right-wingers and then you go drink a beer together and everything is fine. But I've had all these people who are left-wingers, and I've told you guys the stories, like the one fucking environmentalist bitch who told me, well, I want to do everything I can to have the least impact on the planet Earth. And I said, well, if you really believe that, you should kill yourself right now, because as long as you're alive, you're impacting the Earth. She never spoke to me again, because they cannot handle anyone disagreeing with them. Right-wingers at least have the fucking fortitude and the balls and the fucking courage and the confidence and the ability to handle the fact that other humans are alive who have different opinions than them. The left-wing status social justice warrior, the he-she-its, the garbage like McCarthy, they can't deal with that. McCarthy suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder, stemming from two separate sexual assault incidences perpetrated by other active duty service members. The fact that the military allows people in who are so pathetic that they would rape a he-she-it, that's sort of lame. And also, looking at the picture of this guy, there's no way to imagine this was ever an attractive woman. So he was raped twice in the military, and his solution, of course, is that, well, we need more trannies in the military. And he has PTSD from this, from being raped. Usually soldiers have PTSD from being in combat. No. Yeah. And of course, so sexual assault incidences. What does that mean? Did he, she, it get drunk and have sex with somebody else and wake up the next morning and be like, oh, I didn't really want to have sex? Did he, she, it decide that he, she, it didn't want to have sex 2 months later? I realize it's a newspaper article. We got to leave all of this out and just get to the emotional impact. No, I mean, this is journalism. There's no room in here for actual information. It's feelings. Okay, so you claim, there's no evidence here, there's no details. You claim you were I can stand here and tell you I was sexually assaulted 2 times when I was in the military. Am I saying that he, she, it is lying? I'm saying that he, she, it has offered no evidence. And if you offer no evidence, and especially when I know that you're just a tranny who's looking for attention, then yes, I'm going to default to anything you're saying is at best an exaggeration and at worst a lie. He was also harassed for his appearance and perceived sexuality while in active duty. Now, let me just go on. According to McCarthy, stigma still surrounds transgender military veterans, as it should, because there should be no such thing as a transgender military veteran. There's no such thing as transgender. These are just mentally ill people who are looking for attention. Okay. Although the Veterans Affairs Hospital has paid for his testosterone medication following his service in the Navy. Now, let me translate this sentence for you. Although the taxpayers of the United States have paid for his testosterone medication after he was no longer in the military, McCarthy often has to educate the VA doctors on how to care for him. Translation: some of the doctors aren't stupid enough to believe that he's really transgendered. Some of the doctors just don't really care that he's mentally ill, and they know that it has nothing to do with him needing testosterone. He needs mental help. He has psychological problems that have to be addressed. Speaking of psychological problems, what did I forget to do today? What time is it? Fuck, they're going to be closed by... Yeah, we're done. Yes, that. God damn it. Is today still Thursday? Fuck, I told them I'd come by this week. All right. Why did you let me forget? Of course, you're a woman. It's always your fault. I'm assuming you didn't used to be a man, did you, Randy? I've noticed. I'm just saying. You're not, never mind. Randy, am I paying you for your testosterone? Or no, you'd be estrogen. Am I paying for your estrogen treatment? All right. Better not be, goddammit, if I find out I am. The VA doctors don't know how to care for him. Some doctors have refused to treat him because he is transgender. Good. Good for them. Excellent. So why? He didn't transition until 2002 after being out of the military. He, she, it only served for 4 fucking years. Why are we still paying for he, she, it's medical care? This isn't even medical care. This is hormone. Why are we paying for he, she, it's testosterone? Here's what you fucking trannies need to understand. Because I understand. I'm smarter than you. I will always be smarter than you. You think, if you're a tranny and you hear this, you think that I hate you because you're a tranny. No, I do not hate you because you're a tranny. I hate you because you're a parasite. Okay, if this tranny, if this he-she-it wasn't whining about getting raped in the military and fucking expecting the taxpayers to pay for his testosterone, I wouldn't give a flying shit. It's the fucking, hey, taxpayers, pay for my fucking mental, I'm confused. I think I'm a man, even though I'm a woman. I want the taxpayers to pay for my testosterone so that I can try to alter my body because I'm too goddamn dumb to know the difference between reality and fantasy. I can't look down between my legs and see that I have a cunt. I'm so fucking confused and stupid, which is fine until you expect me to pay for it. That's why I hate you. I don't hate you because you're too dumb to know if you're a boy or a girl. The fact that you're too dumb to know if you're a boy or a girl is why you shouldn't vote, why you shouldn't be in the military. But I don't hate you. I mean, women shouldn't vote and they shouldn't be in the military, but I don't hate them. Children, like 4-year-old children, should not vote and they should not be in the military. I don't hate them. Cats should not vote and they should not be in the military, but I don't like cats. I mean, I don't hate cats. Okay, I don't hate you because you're a tranny. I hate you because you're a parasite. But you hide behind the tranny. You use the tranny as a shield to be a parasite. Quote, "We're not getting the help that we need, or in some aspects, the respect," unquote, McCarthy said. Sorry, you don't deserve respect. The respect has to be earned. You don't get respect just for showing up and saying, look at me, I can't figure out if I'm a boy or a girl. Respect has to be earned. McCarthy believes, once again, there's a lot of believing going, nobody gives a shit what you believe. Do you have any evidence? McCarthy believes that there needs to be more training and visibility regarding transgender service members. That's great. I believe there should be no transgender service members. Apparently so does the Trumpenfuhrer. A 2016 Rand Corporation study, which we will not reference or give you the title of or anything else here, we'll just throw this out and it could be completely made up, estimates between, I love these numbers, 1,320 and 6,630 transgender service members are in active duty, are in the active duty military, which is less than 0.5% of active personnel. Where do you get numbers like 1,320 and 6,630? Why don't you say somewhere between 1,000? I mean, what is this? What are these made up numbers based on? And once again, while this is less than 0.5% of the active personnel, okay, great. So first of all, that tells us they could be removed from the military with no significant impact because they're a tiny group. But no, instead, what you want is for everybody on the planet Earth to realign their behavior in order to pacify this tiny number of people. State Representative Joan Ginnell. State Representative Joan Ginnell, a member of NOCO Equality. We got NOCO Safe Space. We got NOCO Equality. God, the virtue signaling never fucking stops. A board member of NOCO Equality said that transgender military members are just as patriotic as non-transgendered personnel and rejects President Trump's stance. Okay, it doesn't matter what you reject. Donald Trump is the president and you aren't. Are you like a tranny who is confused about whether or not he's a boy or a girl? Are you confused about whether or not you're the president or if Donald Trump is the president? You can reject Donald Trump's stance all day long. Donald Trump still has his fucking stance, and Donald Trump is still the president. It doesn't matter that you reject it. Who the fuck are you? They're just as patriotic. Well, no, they're not, because if you look at the left-wing statist social justice warrior, not only do you see parasites, but you see people whose entire life is devoted to hating Western civilization. They are not patriotic. They are not there in the military because they are patriotic. We'll get to that in a minute. President Trump's tweet is unnecessary and it's just stirring up hatred, Ginnell said. course, you're not stirring up hatred. No, not at all. Gunnell cited a figure from a Defense Department commissioned study published last year by the Research and Development Corporation. That's RAND. Oh, well, wait. The information came from a corporation. Wait, hold on. Don't you left-wing statists hate the corporations? Gunnell cited a figure from a Defense Department commissioned study published last year by the Research and Development Corporation that indicated gender-trans-related medical treatment would cost the military between $2.4 million and $8.4 million annually. Only 0.13% increase. Only a 0.13% increase in healthcare spending. So you see, once again, it's not that big of a deal that there's trannies in the military, because providing them with their additional healthcare needs for their transitioning and their weirdness and everything else will only cost 0.13% more in healthcare expenditures. So you see, it's only 0.13% more. So let's see how this survives the rape test. If I, whatever the, let's see, what is it? Randy, what is it right now? Is it like 17 out of every two women gets raped every 3 seconds? What's the current statistic on the internet? 18 out of every three women is raped every 3 seconds. Okay, so currently, out of every three women, 18 of them are raped every 3 seconds in the United States. Of course, only by white men. So if the great one, that's me, I founded the Cynical Libertarian Society. This is my sweet, glorious voice you're listening to right now. If you're a woman, you're probably masturbating and thinking about how much you'd like my cock inside you, and I don't blame you. I mean, shit, I often masturbate just thinking about myself, too. That's how fucking hot I am. If I, the great one, the founder, were to go out right now and rape three college girls, the overall increase in the number of women raped would only be 0.13%, maybe even lower. Therefore, it's totally okay, right? I mean, what's the big deal? It's only a 0.13% increase in the total number of rape victims if I go rape some women. So it's not a big deal, right? And that's the rape test. That's how you apply the rape test, and you identify for stupidity for what it is. What if, okay, so there's your concentration camp, right? There's a bunch of Jews in there. I mean, if you just put three more Jews in the concentration camp and gas them, what's the big deal? Because the total number of Jews gassed has only gone up by 0.13%. I mean, it's not a big deal, right? What's the big fucking deal? Let's say that you are, I don't know, let's say you're the first affirmative action president of the United States. Let's say that you're the second coming of Jesus. And this is important, let's say that you're half black. Now, let's say that you've got some military guys out there and they're flying by remote control, some fucking remote control drone robots that have missiles on them. And you say, hey, there's some people over there. There's some Muslims. They're in this third world country. They're at a wedding. Let's launch a missile at them and kill them. Right? So the little peon in the military who might be transgendered, who knows, launches the missile for you because you're not going to do it yourself because you're a fucking coward. You have other people kill for you. Real men just kill their enemies themselves. Cowards need other people to do it for them. So you have your little peon launch the missile for you and it blows up the wedding party and a bunch of Muslims who are celebrating a wedding die. What's the big deal? The total number of dead Muslims on the planet Earth has only gone up by 0.13%, maybe even less. I don't give a flying fuck how little the cost of the healthcare is going to go up. I'm paying for those of us who pay taxes, which doesn't include this fucking Heshiet, whatever Heshiet's name is. What's Heshiet's name? McCarthy. McCarthy isn't paying taxes, not in the long run, not with all the free shit he's getting from the government. Colin Rowig or whoever, he's not paying taxes. None of these people are paying taxes. I'm paying for this shit. I don't give a fuck how little it's going to go up. Stop being a fucking parasite and I'll stop hating you. You, right? So they say, if you want people to like you, try being nicer. If you want people to stop insulting you, try being smarter. If you want people to stop hating you, try not being a parasite. Where are we at on time? God damn, I'm never going to make it. All right, I got to plow on. She also dismisses the notion that transgendered individuals are taking advantage of the military. Right here we have a tranny who's getting the military, the taxpayers, to pay for his testosterone treatments. He's not even in the military anymore. No, of course they're not taking advantage. No, of course not. Quote, no one's going into the military to become transgender, unquote, Gunnell said. Okay, once again, we have to look at what people do. Are people in the military undergoing the fucking transformation from fucking one to the other? Well, yes, they are. Because if they weren't, it wouldn't be a fucking thing to deal with. It doesn't matter. I didn't go in the military to get transitioned from boy to girl. Well, you can say that, but what you're doing is you're transitioning from boy to girl. Once again, well, dear, great one. You have been accused of raping this woman. Well, Your Honor, I didn't intend to rape the woman. The fact that my cock went inside of her cunt, even though she didn't want my cock in her cunt, is irrelevant, Your Honor. What I'm actually doing doesn't matter. What I did doesn't matter. I didn't intend to rape her. That's not why I took her out that night and got her drunk and then tied her up and ripped her clothes off. I did not do those things intending to rape her. Oh, well, great one. Now we totally, it's okay. Thanks for coming. All charges are dismissed. You can sit here and you say shit like no one's going in the military to become transgender, but yes, but they're going in the military and then the military is paying for their transgender surgery. That's a fact. That's a verifiable fact. McCarthy was in the military. Apparently, Heshiet used to be a girl. Now Heshiet is a boy. Heshiet is going to the VA doctor to get testosterone treatment. We, the taxpayers, the royal we, are paying for that. I don't give a fuck what Heshiet says. What's happening in the real world is that I am paying for Heshiet's testosterone. And if I wanted some testosterone treatment, I wouldn't be able to get that paid for. But then, I'm not mentally ill. McCarthy said that despite the current social stigma, it's easier to come out as transgender now than it was before. Yes, because the multitudes have been brainwashed. He sympathizes with the difficulties faced by current transgender military members and rejects the backlash against people like him. Well, you can reject what you want. I mean, who gives a shit? Quote, it's not a big deal at all, unquote, McCarthy said about being transgendered. Okay, if it's not a big deal, why are you demanding so much special treatment? If it's not a big deal, why do you need me to pay for your testosterone? If it's not a big deal, why are you being interviewed? If it's not a big deal, why are you so butthurt? If it's not a big deal, why can't you shut up about it? If it's not a big deal, why do you use this as your vehicle to arrive at parasitism? If it's not a big deal, why do you use this as a shield against all criticism? If it's not a big deal, why is it on the front page of the fucking college newspaper? Fucking tell me it's not a big deal, you goddamn piece of shit. It is a big deal. It's the only thing you're notable. It's the only thing you've got in your life that you can. You've never accomplished anything. I'm sure you were a mediocre sailor. What are you doing now? be other than being a parasite? Have you started a business? What are you doing with your life other than being overweight and being weird? It is a big deal. It's the entire center of your fucking existence. Quote, if people would just be like, you're human, instead of putting a label on it, then you're human. It doesn't matter. Unquote, said the person who thinks that everybody who voted for Donald Trump is a Nazi. Again, I love the way the SJWs are all against labeling unless they're the ones doing the labeling. That just blows my mind. It really shouldn't. But just, yeah, you can't label people. You can't stereotype. Everybody who voted for Donald Trump is a Nazi. Once again, I don't hate you because you're a fucking tranny. I hate you because you're a parasite, and I hate you because you're stupid. That's why I hate you. I don't hate you because you're a tranny. I know you don't understand that because you're going to hide behind the tranny. That's what the tranny is for. That's why when you say it's no big deal, I know you're lying. The tranniness is the only thing you have. If we take away the tranny, you have nothing left. You have nothing. McCarthy said that he has some friends who are still against his lifestyle. Yet, oddly enough, they're still friends with him. So if they're against his lifestyle, they're probably right-wing. Once again, we go back to what I've said. Right-wingers can actually be what tolerant really means. Right-wingers, I've seen it, can be friends with people who disagree with them. Left-wingers cannot. They can't do it. And once again, this is why I've explained this a gazillion times. That's an exaggeration, 40 times at least. Left-wingers cannot shut the fuck up about tolerance because they are not tolerant. If you disagree with a left-winger, they cannot handle it. They cannot deal with anyone having a different worldview than the one they have. Here we have this Hesiod McCarthy admitting that he has friends who are against his lifestyle, and thus they are probably right-wing, and yet they are still his friends. Because right-wingers, they're not perfect, right? We can make plenty of fun of the right-wingers. Been doing it lately, making fun of you guys masturbating to Lauren Sutherland and not fucking doing anything. Dude, go over to Age of Shitlords. I saw a post. Somebody in some city, I forget where it was, it's somewhere in Europe. There's a big public, like, LED display board that probably advertisements or something. Anyhow, the guys from 4chan hacked into it and put, like, Pepe the Frog up, and they put the Big Brother is Watching You sign, and they put a Nazi swastika. It's hilarious. There's pictures. It's fucking hilarious. Guys, 4chan, they're the only ones who are doing anything. The rest of you alt-right, you're just, I don't know what you're doing. You're whining about YouTube and Patreon, as far as I can tell. 4chan is rocking it, man. Jesus Christ, those guys. All right, anyway, we got to wrap this up. McCarthy said he still has some friends who are against his lifestyle. Some of his conservative high school friends believe his being transgender is a choice. McCarthy counters this belief. No, it is a choice. It's either a choice or it's mental illness. Or you're going to have to say that you really are a man who is born in a woman's body, but once again, we run into the perpetual problem. Now you're saying that there's a biological difference between men and women, which, of course, feminism says that there is no biological difference between men and women. The differences between men and women were created by the patriarchy to oppress women, not by biology. So which is it? Is there no difference between men and women? Or were you a man born in a woman's body, in which case that means there is a difference between the mind, the brain, the mental functioning of a man and a woman. So yes, your trannyism is either a choice or a mental illness. It is. It's one of those things. Quote, according to them, God doesn't make mistakes, McCarthy said, but he does put people on different paths, unquote. Nothing like listening to a social justice warrior invoke God. Great one, you stand accused. On August the 1st, the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2017, you did willfully go out and have sex with and then subsequently murder 20 women in downtown Fort Collins. How do you plead? Well, Your Honor, you know, not everybody goes out and rapes and kills 20 women, but, you know, God put some of us on different paths, and that was just a path that God put me on. Oh, wow, great one. We never thought of it. Case dismissed. Thanks for coming. Would you like a lollipop on your way out? Oh, no, thank you, Your Honor. I'm just really happy you bought that bullshit. See, God put me on a different path. That's all it is. If I go out and rape and kill, it's just, I'm on a different path, guys. It's just a different path. And not a choice. No. I'm not mentally ill, and it's not a choice that I made. It's neither of, it's a different path. And God put me on that. McCarthy has a message of positivity for everyone, transgendered or not. Quote, if we're not our authentic selves, then people can't take us at face value. Live as authentically as you can, and it will create a better space for all of us, unquote. Okay, what if you are authentically alt-right? What if you authentically don't think any more immigrants should come to the United States? What if you authentically think trannies shouldn't serve in the military? What if you authentically think gays shouldn't get married or adopt children? What if you authentically think women should get married and make babies? Once again, this is lying. This is pure lying. He does not, he, she, it, does not think people should live authentically. He, she, it, thinks people should conform to what he, she, it, wants people to conform to. All right, we didn't even get to the second piece. I guess we know what we're doing for the next podcast.